101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason on a vacation. Nick here in charge, pushing the buttons that make the brilliance go.
Woo-hoo.
Emily's here as well.
Yep.
She's pulling her weight.
Thank you.
Interns Brooke and Riley are in as well. And,
Hello.
Bad news, guys. The consultant just called and said we've done enough Quidditch. We have to bring the audience back, and we're going to do it by talking about animals.
Ah, yes. So, animals. We all kind of have some or have some near us, I hope.
Ooh. I have my roommates have a dog, Waffles. So mm-hmm. Jason's old roommates. Everybody knows that. But now we've added Gil's sister's dog is with us for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, perfect. So I'm curious.
Can't wait to meet him.
This will be perfect then because I have a cat. If you guys don't know, her name is Lucy. I need to talk about her more on this.
You do.
She's my child. I love her. She's 15 pounds. Actually, 14.
Come 14. Me, sorry.
Oh, wow.
She lost 1 pound, and the doctor was proud. So,
Squeeze.com.
She's a 15-pound black cat who is 9 years old, and I love her. And I noticed every time that I come home after work, she's always so hungry. She always gets so mad at me because feeding time is at 2
15
o'clock.
15 pounds. Yeah, I bet she's always hungry.
Yeah. She thinks she has a slow feeding bowl.
Can you fat shame a cat?
Yeah, you can, okay. But don't do that. She's the love of my life. And I go home and yesterday I went home and I was talking to her and then I kind of paused for a second and I had that reality where you just step out of your brain, you just watch yourself. And I'm like, wait, I talked to her. No, not like that.
No.
I talked to her.
You have different routines.
In a specific voice. You know, we all have an animal voice. I feel like we should all have an animal voice.
Absolutely.
And so I talked to her in a certain voice, and then Lucy talks back to me in another voice. And I don't know if that means I'm clinically insane, that I'm like making my cat respond to me. Or it's just the fact that I am 23 years old mm-hmm. and I don't have anything better to do with my life besides obsess over this cat. And that's why I'm single. So it's fine.
No, just to clarify, you do Lucy's voice back to you. You don't really hear your cat talking.
Yes. Okay. I talk to Lucy in a specific voice and then she talks back to me.
You know, I'm about to ask you for an example.
Okay. All right, I'll prepare.
Right,
I gotta like close my eyes and like
find your character.
Imagine Lucy is there.
Jaguar.
I get home.
You tell Lucy, Nick was so hilarious on the radio today.
Yeah.
I was there too.
I get home and she's just sitting in the corner with her fat rolls just over. So I'll walk in and I'll go, is that my Lucy Lou? Is that Lucy? Oh my gosh, Lucy, are you hungry? I bet you're hungry. You're a big hungry baby. You're so hungry. You want some food? I'll feed you. Yes, Lucy. And then she'll go, oh my gosh, Mom, you were like so late at work today. Like, why did you take so long? You're supposed to feed me at 2 and it is 2:05. Oh my gosh. I'm going to just like run away one day. Yeah, she's really mean to me.
It's like, what? That reminds me of the cat on the Homeward Bound movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
sassy?
Yes. She's super sassy in my mind. She's like, oh my gosh, Mom. Like, I'm so embarrassed. Can you like not do that?
is Lucy a friendly cat or is she see her cat?
No, she's a super friendly cat.
Okay.
But she's the type of cat where when you don't need to come to her. As soon as she wants to be around you, she will make it known. Like she'll come out and hang out with you. But like when she wants her space, she'll go into her room and she'll be like, leave me the F alone. Like don't talk to me.
Mom, the door, I need a lock for it.
Yeah.
We're invading my privacy.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's my voice. I just
good
man. Yeah.
I'm glad we did this.
Yeah.
I do have a voice. I don't have any pets. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted a pet, but I'm allergic to dogs and cats. So
weak. Sad.
It's not gonna stop
time.
Me, don't worry. But my girlfriend,
that's how you become snake guy.
No. Don't be a snake guy.
Man. No, but my girlfriend, she has like a bunch of cats and like 2 dogs. And one of the dogs is like a really small weenie dog. His name's Weenie. And
nice.
Creative.
We call him Weenus.
Okay. So
every time he walks up, he's like super chill. He's like really handsome, small. So he walks up and we always say, well, hey, Weenus, how you doing, baby?
Why do you sound like some guy in Jersey who's trying to pick me up on this? How you doing? Oh, she sounds like a Friends character.
How you doing, Weenus?
How you doing?
Don't know how you've been feeding you.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm worried we're going to offend somebody here. Brooke, do you have a pet voice?
I would like to say I do not. I am anti-pet voice.
Hot take.
Excellent work. That's me as well. Both with pets and babies, I talk to them like they're people or animals.
I think that talking to a dog or a cat in like a baby voice makes their anxiety higher. Like whenever you leave, like my roommate's dog, Kate, I think because she treats her such like a baby and uses such the baby voice, it makes it harder for her to leave her.
What? No, it's because you, as a roommate, aren't responding to the cat like the same way. You don't treat her the same way.
It sounds like you and Nick live in a joyless household.
Yeah. Come on. I was talking to a friend about this, and he told me that he thinks the reason why people do that, slash he does that, is because anything small, he wants to take care of. And so he's like, I put on a motherly voice. But I don't think, I don't think that's a motherly voice.
No, it's not at all.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Emily, you had a follow-up to this you want to get into.
Speaking of weird voices and small things, is it bad to do that to babies? To use the same voice that I use for pets to babies?
We discuss next. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason on vacation, but we're still here. Nick, Emily, interns, Brooke, and Riley, all in studio, and we're talking about pet voices. Which I only did to make Emily do hers.
Yeah. Oh, little. Yeah. Is it wrong? Okay, we were talking about this, but is it wrong that I accidentally sometimes use the same voice that I use to talk to pets as I do to babies? Like, in my mind, they're the same.
Because you have a.
They kind of are.
You're hanging out with your friend who has a child.
Yeah, and I was definitely.
Did you call her child Lucy?
No. Okay, I was like, Oh, Ambrose, look at you. Yeah. So sweet. Yeah, and that's a little messed up, but.
The
tweeters asked me to post a picture of Lucy. I will be posting a picture, but you should also tweet at us. Let me know. Am I a terrible person for using the same voice as I do with
cats
children
and babies?
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to tell you that one is not worse than the other. Like if you're a baby voice, pet voice person or not, that's the problem. Like, I don't judge you more because you do it to a baby as well.
You judge in general.
I think it'd be more messed up if you did it to one and not the other. Like, you were staunchly against. Whereas, like, I do it to my pet, but I will not do it
to my
baby.
Like, I care for my pet, but I don't care for babies. Yeah.
No, what's messed up is if you had one pet that you did the pet voice to and the other one you didn't.
Yeah, that'd be messed up.
Selective pet voice.
You know what's not messed up is Kings of Leon. They are going to be at the Germania Insurance Amphitheater September 15th. I've done a terrible job of teasing it, but if you want to win tickets, we've got your chance right now. For Are You Smarter Than Emily, 835-1015, 835-1015. If you want to go see Kings of Leon, call in right now.
Yep.
101X, it's the Morning of the X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason on a vacation. Nick, Emily, hanging out with the interns in studio. Speaking of tonight, this afternoon, I'm going to be out at Twin Peaks, Stastny Lane for happy hour, 5 to 7. Come on by and see me. You could win Rally Express tickets. Last time we were there, Emily fed French fries to a Twin Peaks girl.
Yeah.
Will that happen this time? Probably not. But find out tonight, Twin Peaks, Stassi Lane, 5 to 7. But first, we got to give out some business.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid. Give out some tickets. Kings of Leon. They're going to be at the Germania Insurance Amphitheater, and we have our chance to win with Tyler. Tyler, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Good, Tyler. We've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to answer more than Emily or not. And if you do, you'll win those tickets. That's all the words in the right order. Your topics today are 2000s history.
Leave.
That's right.
You do.
Plugging away on the phone. 2000s history, Gen Z toys and accessories, or Gen Z sure does like labeling girls. So,
oh, snap.
Your choice. I like that. Oh, snap. I got you.
I guess let's do the Gen Z likes labeling girls.
All okay, right. Excellent. Because this is just
this
gonna,
is probably the most Gen Z.
If you thought our Quidditch discussion was terrible, this is going to top that. But here we go. All together. We can do it. A girl who embraces and enjoys traditionally girly traits such as makeup, flowers, brunch, and the color pink is known as what? A girl who embraces and enjoys traditionally girly traits as blah, 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 is known as what?
I was going to say girly girl, but that doesn't sound about right. I'm gonna just go with girly girl at that point.
You know what? It's Friday. Who cares? I'm gonna give it to you.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
The answer I have in front of me is "Hi, girl" or "Hey, girly" would also be accepted. Which I'm gonna point
like a valley girl.
Yeah,
yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So it's "Hi, girl."
Well, yeah, it's called a "Hi, girl."
I've never heard of
You've
that.
You've never heard of this?
I talk about point like out that everyone. This is a Riley trivia.
Every single person I know and like all of my friends, we use all of these terms constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
Number
I'm
two.
Interested now.
A girl who wears a scrunchie on her wrist, carries around a hydro flask, and wears large sorority T-shirts, despite being 5'1", could be called a what girl? Tyler, be careful.
Ooh.
Girl, scrunchie around her wrist. Go ahead.
Okay. Can I repeat it again?
A girl who wears a scrunchie around her wrist, carries around a hydro flask, and wears large sorority T-shirts despite being 5'1", is known as a what kind of girl?
Oh, gosh. A Jersey girl?
A VSCO girl. A VSCO, V-S-C-O. We'll explore it here in a second and tell you what that is. A girl who doesn't like traditionally sweet and gooey messages and is often the opposite of a "hi, girl" is known as a what?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I know what my old brain wants to say, but...
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I want to say she's not like a emo girl. That's for damn sure.
You know what, Tyler, you're going to get these tickets. I don't know what you said. I'm going to buzz you. Nobody knows these. Hold on. We're going to get Emily back in here, see if she does better. But you're going to get these tickets just because this is who in their right mind knows this.
I'm curious to see if Emily will know any of these.
You think I'll get this?
Maybe.
Tyler chose Gen. Actually, you know what? Tyler got one correct. I gave him that one.
He did.
Gen Z sure does like labeling girls.
What?
Trivia.
Okay.
And let's just get into it.
All right.
A girl who embraces and enjoys traditionally girly traits, such as makeup, flowers, brunch, and the color pink, is known as a what kind of girl?
A
blank girl. Traditionally girly traits, makeup, flowers, brunch, color pink.
Okay. A femme?
A femme?
That is... Yeah. I want to count that, actually.
Sure, why not?
Kind of.
I don't.
Yeah? What's the answer?
There's no. Riley said it's a "hi, girl" or "hey, girly."
Oh.
Well, you don't have to say it with the. It's just a "hi, girl."
Hi, girl.
Yeah. Oh. Hi, girl.
This one I have never even heard.
Hi, girl.
Heard.
Huh.
Yeah. I was going to say a girly girl, but that might have been outdated. That was like early 2000s.
That's what Tyler said. We gave it to him. There's no rules. This is just for fun of how terrible.
I told you it's a weird category.
I'm glad we ruined your planet. A girl who wears a scrunchie on her wrist. Sorry, that was too harsh.
I already know what this one is, but keep going. No, keep going.
A girl who wears a scrunchie on her wrist, carries around a hydro flask, and wears large sorority T-shirts despite being 5'1".
A VSCO girl.
VSCO, yes. What is
it? So VSCO was an app. It still is. It's like a video or a photo editing app that a lot of the it's like a term for a basic
for
white girl.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You guys can't just say basic? Is it that painful to use our lingo?
It's VSCO girl because they always use VSCO and they're like hashtag.
VSCO is different than basic at this point, I think.
Yeah.
VSCO's a brand of basic.
Sure. A girl who
Welcome to my world, Nick.
A girl who doesn't like traditionally sweet and gooey messages is often the opposite of a "hi, girl." Doesn't like traditionally sweet and gooey messages.
Well, this is me.
"Hi, girl."
I don't know. Can I just say myself? But no, I'm not. That's not my answer. My answer is I said femme, so masculine. Nah. I don't know.
Okay. Kinda a bruh girl.
Oh.
A bruh girl.
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
You know what? I don't know what happened there. It's Friday. Tyler, you're going to get the tickets. We all won, lost. I don't know, but I my spirit is so weak. I'm just going to do it.
It's Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend.
There you go. Are you happy? Are we happy? Come see me at Twin Peaks tonight, 5 to 7, Stassi Lane. Emily will be doing stuff somewhere as well. I don't know.
No, I won't.
Instagram. Send us pictures
of
your pet voice. You talking to your pets, get that to us through social media. And Jason, we'll be back, hopefully, pray to God, on Monday morning. We'll see you.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.